Kirinahoshi 254. O man of two visions, close one eye and open the other. Close one to the world and all that is therein, and open the other to the hallowed beauty of the beloved. It was late at night, and the children were all gathered with their mother on the top of a high hill. The family was at the Castle Marines in Yomitan Village, Okinawa. Little Anisa gave a big yawn as she tried to sip her hot chocolate and said, "Mommy, why are we outside at night all by ourselves?" "It's fun," put in Riaz. "It's like an adventure."
Shala agreed.
"All those faraway lights are so pretty. I like it. Let's do it every night."
"The city lights look just like a jeweled necklace," added Mona.
"You guys are hopeless. You don't even know why we're here," shouted Asma in frustration.
"Okay," said Mother. "Go ahead, Asma. Explain to us why we're here."
"It's the Baha'i holy day, the something of Baha'u'llah. You know, the day he died."
"Ascension," smiled Mother. "Very good, Asma." And as she passed around the walnut muffins, she asked, "Why do you suppose we're here and not inside the house, remembering the night that Baha'u'llah left this earth?"
The children wrapped their chilled hands on the warm muffins and looked at each other in the semi-darkness. None of them had a clue.
"Mom, you do silly stuff like this all the time. We're used to it," said Riaz with a laugh. The other children and Mother laughed too.
"You know Daddy is in the Holy Land right now, commemorating the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Baha'u'llah there. Tonight, everyone there is walking around the house of Baji where Baha'u'llah is buried. So I thought if we were outside in nature, we would feel closer to God too."
The children all sat up a little straighter and breathed in, trying to see if they could feel closer to God.
"Yeah, I do," said Mona, and all the children agreed.
"Why is it being outside makes us feel closer to God?" asked Asma.
"Well," answered Mother, "God has made everything in nature, from the greatest suns to the tiniest insects. So when we look at God's creation, we feel closer to God. Also, when we look at anything of beauty, we feel closer to God, because beauty is an attribute of God, and seeing any of God's attributes makes us feel closer to God."
"Oh," said the children, nodding their heads.
"That's why we feel so good looking out over the ocean," said Mona. "We feel close to God."
"I feel like that when I'm standing way up high and looking out at something far away, like I was a bird flying," said Riaz.
"Yeah, birds must feel awful close to God," said little Anisa, and everyone laughed.
"We can feel that same feeling when we see someone reflecting any of God's attributes," Mother continued. "Think about when we see someone showing kindness and helping a stranger. Doesn't that make us feel good? When we see someone sharing, even when they only have a little, or forgiving someone who has hurt them, or perhaps when we see someone being kind to an animal, it makes us feel warm inside. Anytime we see someone showing one of the attributes of God, it makes us feel good. It makes us feel close to God. When we show any of the attributes of God ourselves, it makes us feel close to God too, doesn't it?" The children all thought about what Mother was saying as they drank their hot chocolate and ate their warm muffins. Mother continued,
"Baha'u'llah says, O man of two visions, close one eye and open the other. Close one to the world and all that is therein, and open the other to the hallowed beauty of the beloved."
Does that mean we have two visions, like nearsighted and farsighted? Asked Shala. Or television, joined in Anissa, and everyone laughed.
No, silly, said Mona. It probably means that we should close our eyes to the things of this world because they distract us from seeing the more important spiritual world.
Very good, Mona. I'm impressed, praised Mother.
Who is the beloved, then? Asked Ozma. God? And what does hallowed mean? Empty?
The beloved means God, and hallowed means holy, answered Mother.
O man of two visions,
Baha'u'llah is only talking to guys, not us girls, asked Shala.
No, silly, that's just holy talk for everybody, shouted Riaz.
Well, I think us girls are better at seeing beauty than boys are, said Shala, as she stuck her tongue out at Riaz.
What Mona mentioned about us being distracted by the world is a very good point of this quotation, I think, said Mother. We are so busy with the things of this world, toys, games, sports, clothes, money, that we forget about the things that are really important. Love, kindness, justice, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, all the things that we can't see, but that we can feel.
I can't see much in this darkness, said Shala. So I guess I have to sit quiet and just feel stuff.
That's a very good idea, Shala, Mother commented, and then she continued. There was a very interesting study done with some college students. A film on a busy highway was shown to a group of college students, and they were asked to count all the cars they saw in the film and to write down how many they'd seen. During the film, a man in a gorilla suit walked right along the middle of the road between the cars going one way and the cars going the other way. At the end of the movie, the students were asked if they saw anything unusual while they were counting the cars. None of them had seen the gorilla. Even when asked, "Did you see a gorilla?" they all answered no. When they showed the same students the film again, all of them could see the gorilla, and they all said, "This is a different movie. There was no gorilla in the first one." Mother paused. "Do you understand why none of them could see the gorilla in the first time?"
"They were too busy counting cars. They couldn't stop and see the gorilla," said Ozma.
Then Riaz jumped up and said, "I want to be the guy in the gorilla suit." And everyone laughed. Mother continued. "We're often too busy doing our important or fun stuff to see God's spiritual world that is right here around us. And then we get further and further away from God. So we always have to keep one eye open to the spiritual world while we go about our daily lives."
"Yeah, keep one eye open for the gorilla," shouted Riaz. After everyone stopped laughing, Mother said, "Okay. We came up here for the anniversary of the ascension of Baha'u'llah. So, now that we all feel very close to God out here in the beautiful nature, let's say some prayers and maybe sing some prayer songs. And then we'll go back home and you can get into your nice warm beds. I don't want you guys to catch colds." So the children each said a prayer and they sang some beautiful songs. They all felt very close to God. And we're very glad that they'd come out to the top of this hill on this dark night. And they all remembered that special night, even after they were all grown up with children of their own.